Donald Trump launches purge of deep state at DOJ, fulfilling campaign promise. By Wendell Hasebo on January 22, 2025. President Donald Trump began to fire career employees at the Justice Department on Wednesday, a move that signals his promise of purging the administrative state has begun. The move is something all agencies will likely face in coming weeks. We will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news, Trump vowed in Windham, New Hampshire, in 2023. Related, update year resumes. Vivek lays out plan for mass deep state firings. Administrative state officials already appear in shock of Trump fulfilling his promise. My career senior executive service colleagues and I are shocked and severely disappointed in the decision to remove us from our positions without notice or cause, a DOJ official Alder Reed told NBC News. We have dedicated our careers to upholding the rule of law, regardless of the administration. Our continued pursuit of justice will not be diminished. NBC News reported the firings. The Trump administration fired four top officials at the Justice Department's Executive Office of Immigration Review, which oversees U.S. immigration courts, late Monday. The officials were the chief immigration judge, Sheila McNulty, the acting director of the Executive Office of Immigration Review, Mary Cheng, the office's general counsel, Jill Anderson, and its head of policy, Lauren Alder Reed. All were civil servants, not political appointees. Alder Reed said they were not given any warning. The Associated Press reported the reassigning of career officials, according to multiple people familiar with the matter. Among those moved to other positions inside the department is Bruce Swartz, the longtime head of the Justice Department's Office of International Affairs, which handles extradition matters, according to two people who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss personnel moves. As many as 20 or so officials in all have been reassigned. Another affected official is George Toskas, a veteran deputy assistant attorney general in the department's National Security Division who, in addition to helping oversee major terrorism and espionage investigations, has also been a key supervisor in politically charged probes over the last decade, including into Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information and Trump's hoarding of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. The reasons for the moves were not immediately known. Though it is common for a new administration to appoint its own political hires at the top of the Justice Department, it is not standard for career lawyers to be reassigned. They serve the department across administrations and typically retain their positions even when control of the department changes hands. Many unelected bureaucrats within the administrative state are known to use their position to inflict their own agenda on citizens. For instance, before the laptop from hell story broke in 2020, 51 Intel officials signed a letter that insinuated Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. The letter was peddled by Politico under the title Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former Intel officials say. The 51 signatories, however, seemingly knew the Politico story was false at the time because the FBI had the laptop that Hunter abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop. President Joe Biden cited the story during a 2020 presidential debate with Trump to discredit the laptop's contents. The story was reportedly planted by Secretary of State Antony Blinken for Biden to use during the event. Related, they have weaponized just as Trump's FBI director Pit Cash Patel rails against the deep state. Before Trump left office in 2021, he signed an executive order, EO, to reclassify federal government employees into Schedule F, which would have allowed the president to enhance accountability and job performance within the bureaucratic agencies. Biden canceled the order in 2021, but with Trump's victory, he could re-implement the executive order and purge the unelected technocrats artificially running the federal government. It would effectively upend the modern civil service, triggering a shock wave across the bureaucracy. Axios previously concluded about the EO's potential impact. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.